God. Give him another hand clap. Praise the Lord. He deserves our praise, doesn't he? He deserves our praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He deserves our praise. We don't praise him enough, do we? No, we really don't. We don't. I know I don't. I don't praise him enough. I want to praise him more. Amen. 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 Because he's so worthy. He's so worthy. Amen. Now the last night I ministered here, I talked about the unique attributes of God. And we covered just a couple of them, the unique attributes of God. Now, unique, something that's unique is something, it's one of a kind, something that's unique. An attribute is a special quality or characteristic of something or someone. And then we're talking about God here now. Hallelujah. Now, I want to see if I can cover a couple of more attributes tonight. But before I do that, I want to read some scripture. Let's look at some scripture talking about our God. Psalms 86, verse 8. Hallelujah. Psalm 86, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Isn't God good? Thank God for a great service this morning. Hallelujah. 86, verse 8. Let's see, what does it say here?
Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord.
Nor are there any works like your works.
There's no works like your works, Lord. Amen. Now, among the gods, you know, there are many gods, the Bible says, but only one true God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Only one true God, and there's none like him. Let's look at Isaiah 46, verse 9. I am God, and there is no other. Amen. And none else. The Bible said, I am God, and there is no other. All right?
I am God, and there is none like me.
And there is God. I am God, and there is none like me. Amen?
Amen.
There is no other. It's only one true God. It's no more like him, is it? You better believe it. That's why we can ask the question here.
Who has a God like
our God? Nobody. If you don't have the only true God, you don't have a real God. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Let's look at Isaiah 45, verse 6.
That they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none beside me.
None beside me.
I am the Lord, and there is no other.
I'm the Lord, and there is no other. There is no other true God. Amen. That's the reason why we can rejoice tonight.
Yes, yes.
Because we know the true and living God. No.
Amen.
So we have hope tonight. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. Isaiah 45, verse 21. There is no other God beside me.
Mm-hmm. A just God and a Savior, there is none beside me.
Amen.
Amen.
He made it plain, didn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. He made it plain. So tonight we're going to see if we can look at a couple more of the unique attributes of God. Now, we started off and we said God is omnipresent, which means he's everywhere at the same time. Omnipresent, it means to be present everywhere at the same time. Isn't that right? Amen. Nobody can hide from him because he see us. Amen. Hallelujah. Omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. And then he's omniscient. I mean, he has all knowledge. He knows everything. All knowledge. He knows everything. Amen. He declared the end from the beginning because he knows everything. There's nothing that God doesn't know. You can't teach God anything. Amen. God knows all things because he's God. Now tonight, let's look at he's omnipresent. I mean, he's all powerful. He has all power. Hallelujah. He's all powerful and has the ultimate authority over all things and all creatures. Psalms 147, verses 13 through 18. Let's look at this. He's omnipotent. Psalms 147, verses 13 to 18.
For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sent out his command to the earth. His word runs very swift. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes.
My God.
He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow.
Yeah. My God. Hallelujah. 13 to 18, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's read that again. Let's read it again. All the verses again. It's talking about God. Almighty God. Talking about he's all powerful. He holds everything in his hand, doesn't he? You better believe he does. He loved us so until he inscribed us in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. 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 So what does it say here again?
For he has strengthened the bars of your gates.
Mm-hmm.
He has blessed your children within you.
Yes.
He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly.
He sends out his command to the earth and his word runs very swiftly. God let everything know what he wanted to do.
Amen.
The sun, he put the sun up there, didn't he?
Amen.
He made two great lights, the sun to rule by day and the moon to rule by night. Is the sun still ruling by day?
Yes.
What is it doing by day? Tell me, what's the sun doing by day?
Shining.
It's shining. Why? But why is it shining? Because God told it to, didn't he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the moon to rule by night. You see the moon at night, don't you? The moon shines at night. It rules by night because that's what God commanded to happen, and it happens. Amen. God is faithful. God is holy and pure. He have all power. All of it belongs to God. That's the reason why we love him, because we know him. You know what? We know the Lord. I'm telling my people that's been walking with God a while, we really know him, don't we? Not just know about him. God makes himself real to us, doesn't he? He makes himself real to us. Yes, he does. He makes himself real to his people. Hallelujah. That's the reason why we won't deny him. But we love him. But the word of God said, love the Lord with all thy heart. The first and great commandment is, hear, O Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, what? With all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And the second one is like namely unto thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
That's some real love, isn't it? I mean, that's God love. That's godly love.
Amen.
We can't do that in and of ourselves. Can we? No, we cannot. But, amen, brother, yes. Yes. Love, that's, love is the fulfillment of the law, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Jesus is the only one that fulfilled the law. He fulfilled it to the letter.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, we cannot, if we had been able to keep the law, God wouldn't have to, he wouldn't have to come with it. But thank God we couldn't do it. But he did it in our stead, in our place. And hallelujah. So we've got a God tonight that's faithful and true. Yes. What does it say?
He gives note like wool.
Mm-hmm.
He scatters the frost like ashes.
See, God does. You hear what it says here? He scatters the frost like ashes. You might wake up in the morning. Well, maybe not. It's not cool enough for that now. But some mornings you wake up and there's a frost, isn't it? On your car windows, there's no different stuff. That's God. That's God's work.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, see, God made this earth in its order. He have order, doesn't he? In this earth, he does. He didn't just sling it out there and leave it, though. He did not. But thank God. God is faithful. He takes care of everything. Amen. The cattle, the animals, and all that look to God for some food, don't they? They substance. That's the way God made it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who have a God like our God? No one. That's why we love him, don't we?
Amen.
We love him because he first loved us.
Yes.
And he loved us so much until he sent his son to die on the cross.
Amen.
We couldn't do it. Man had sinned and man was in a mess. And men are still, people still in the mess when they don't know the Lord, aren't they? And hallelujah. Like Pastor Venable brought out this morning, how this is the condemnation that light is coming to the world. But men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Evil deeds. And see, and the Bible says they won't come to the light lest their deeds should be reproved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're living in the end time. The Lord is coming soon. But he's coming after people that's looking for him. Isn't that right? People that's ready to meet him. So daily we need to pray and seek God and look up, be encouraged. Isn't that right? We have something to be encouraged about. What do we have to be encouraged about? Him. We're saved. Isn't that right? He saved our souls and he's living in us. Hallelujah. He's shining in us and shining through us. That when we'll yield our vessel to him, and we'll see souls coming in. They're coming in, saints.
Amen.
They're coming in. Hallelujah. Thank God for the brother Pope this morning. You remember him, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Bless, pray for them. He said they're moving here. And maybe God will draw them over here to be with us.
Amen.
Amen. Because his parents years ago worshiped. You remember them, right? The Pope? Well, years ago, he played the bass guitar. And what did she do? So she sung, didn't she? What did she do? Ma'am? Yeah, I thought she did. I thought she did. But now I know he played the bass guitar. And but he passed away. Yeah, he passed away. Hallelujah. I believe he's in heaven now. And you know, the angels of heaven rejoice when one sinner repent. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. I mean, that's going some when you got the angels up there rejoicing. Well, you say, I'm telling you, yeah, amen. With you, hallelujah. Thank God. That's when the devil fights so hard to keep people from getting saved. But the devil's a liar.
Yes,
amen. We've got to, we need to pray daily for our loved ones. Not only for our loved ones, but for unsaved people. Isn't that right? And witness as God gives us opportunity to witness to the lost. Because heaven is real. Heaven is good. Heaven is pure. Heaven is holy. But then when you preach about heaven, you got to preach about hell.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Jesus himself did, didn't he?
Amen.
Jesus talked about heaven and he talked about hell. Why did he talk about heaven? Because he wants everybody to go there, really? But why did he talk about hell? He don't want nobody to go there. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works of the therein shall be burned up. The sin that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be? In holy conversation and godliness. Looking for his coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because he's coming soon.
Amen.
Thank God. So we can rejoice tonight, can't we? We can rejoice tonight. Thank God. Because we'll be going home soon. Going home, my God. Glory be to God. My sweetheart's coming home tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Gone 2 weeks, boy. That's a pretty good while. Yeah, that's a pretty good while. Lord help me to maintain there and keep things going. But it had to be God. I thank God for that. God's faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. It's talking about how God, what did it do to the frost? What did it say about the frost?
He scattered the frost like ashes.
Isn't that something? How many of y'all ever had ashes in a stove? Had the old stove had ashes. We did. I grew up with a stove where we had ashes, you know. Of course, it'd be in a fireplace too, don't they? But we grew up with a cook stove and we had a warm morning heater. Called it a warm morning. And we put that warm morning in, but my dad put that in one of the rooms. It kept about everything warm, you know. And that thing sometimes would get red hot. The pipes would get red hot. Red hot on the top of the thing, you know. But it kept us warm. And then we had a cook stove. That, and some of the old stoves had a thing on top of it, you know, a warmer. You cook your biscuits or whatever, put them up there, keep them warm. But it was good. We had to bring in coal, cut wood, and bring in coal. Amen. But I thank God for that. God is good. God took care of us. God takes care of his people, doesn't he? All right, what did it say? He scatters the frost like ashes, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He casts out his hail like
moss. How many ever seen hail? We have it here sometimes, don't we? Yeah, we have it here. Yeah, I know us. Where we live, we had a lot. We used to have it, a lot of it that time. Hail. Start dropping that ice, start dropping. All right, what else? Hallelujah.
Who can stand before his cold?
Mm-hmm.
He sends out his word and melts them.
He sends out his word and melts them, all right? He takes care of everything mm-hmm. on time. He's not late. He knows when it needs to melt. He knows he knows how, all right?
He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow.
Hallelujah. He causes his wind to blow. And the waters flow. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes. All right. Hallelujah. Is that it? That's good. Thank the Lord. God is good. Let's look at Jeremiah 32:17. Jeremiah 32:17. God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 32:17, Jeremiah.
Oh, Lord God, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power
mm-hmm.
and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you.
Amen. He made it all.
Yes,
there's nothing too hard for him.
Thank you,
He's faithful and true.
Yes.
Amen. Let's look at Matthew 19. 26. Hallelujah. Matthew 19:26.
But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Amen. Jesus let him know with his Father, with God, all things are possible. Now, what they was talking about, he was talking about a rich man, right? Jesus said, hallelujah. Yeah, verse 23. Then said Jesus, read it.
Then said Jesus to his disciples, surely I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Amen. Now, you know, it's talking about somebody that's trusting in riches, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, you know. Now, riches is good. It's all right as long as you got it. But if, when riches get you, you know, then you're in trouble. If you can control it, you know, and some people have riches and they do what's good, don't they? But others have it and they just, oh, my God. They just, I heard just recently a man bought a statue of Popeye. For $28 million. Yes, I we understand, brother. $28
million.
Now, that's somebody that don't know what to do with money. I mean, we pray God save that man. And let him put some toward God's kingdom. Yeah, $28 million. I just heard that on the news recently. I mean, look, people all have their head checked out. They need a shrink. They need to go to a shrink. Hallelujah. But they need to be saved, really.
Yeah.
Pray to God save some of those people, you know, and they will get saved and then give to God's work, that the gospel will be carried, you know, go forward.
Amen.
This gospel needs to go forward, you know, because we've got a lot of, you know, television preachers and all, some, a lot of them not just not right with God, you know, we know that. A lot of them not right with God. But amen. So let's pray that God would save the ones that need to be saved.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. A lot of them need to be saved. All right. God's all powerful. This doesn't mean, however, that God uses all his power and authority at all times. For example, God has power to destroy all sin. Right? But he has chosen not to do so until the end of history. And look at 1 John 5:19. What I got here. 1 John 5:19. Let's see what that says. God have all power. Amen. And can't nothing do nothing unless he permit it. Is that right? Amen. 5:19, 1 John.
We know that we are of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Sin. Talking about sin. What that's talking about? Sin. Hallelujah. The whole world. The world is sinful. The world don't know God. Isn't that right? When it's talking about the world, it's talking about people. See, the devil have a system. And his system is the worldly system.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
It's dog eat dog. Do anything you want to do that's not right. Just hallelujah. Steal, kill, lie, cheat. That's the world. But not, that's not of God.
Amen.
That doesn't please God. Now, God could destroy all of this, but he's not going to do it now. See, God give people a chance to come to repentance.
Amen.
Isn't that right? He give people a chance to get saved. Amen. Hallelujah. They hear the word of God. He have a way, God's way. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Isn't that right?
Amen.
There's no other way to get saved. But the word of God say, how if you climb up some other way, you as a thief.
Amen.
Isn't that right? And no thief or robber going to get into God's kingdom. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. It's one way to God. And Jesus Christ is that one way. He came down here and he laid the foundation, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, the Bible say, hallelujah. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Yes.
He's that chief cornerstone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. But he gave the apostles.
Lord.
He gave them the word, didn't they? Spoke the word. Hallelujah. It was, the Bible said it was first sp- spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. We heard him, thank God, and we still taking the word. Isn't that right? We're taking the word of God daily. First applying it to our lives. Living for God, and then helping others, striving to help others to get right with God.
Amen.
That's hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Miller was talking about this morning about the, what's that, Goosey Lucy, or what about it? bye. But see, people have all kind of schemes, don't they? That they have all kind of schemes, and a lot of God's people are just so gullible. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. But a lot of them are gullible. It's sad to say, but it's true. It's so sad. Amen. Listen now, in many cases, God limits his power, channeling it through his people.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Look at 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. Twelve seven through ten, all right.
At least I should be exalted above magic by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me.
Yeah, Paul received so much revelation from God that there was a thorn given to him in the flesh to buffet him. Lest he should be exalted, so he wouldn't stick his chest out.
Amen.
And say, hey, boys, look what I've done. Look how many books I wrote. No, God wouldn't let him do that. God permit this thorn in the flesh to buffet him. I've read at times to buffet means to... Yes, sir.
Every time I read that passage, I always see much pride.
The pride?
Pride.
Yeah. Keep me right. Boastful and pride. Full of pride, that's right. And to buffet means to smite. I think I read one time of definition of buffet means to smite with the fist, you know. Well, they buffeted Jesus, you know, the Bible said they buffeted him, didn't it? Mm-hmm. They, you know, beating him, you know. Buffeted him. So, but our flesh, we got to keep it under subjection, isn't that right?
Amen.
We have. But now it takes the Spirit of God
ruling,
isn't that right? For our flesh to be under subjection or in subjection to God. You can't do it of yourself. You can't do it in yourself. Make a mess every time. Make a mess this time, make a bigger one next time. But we have to give it to God. Let God rule. Let God control. Let God have its way. Paul got the God permitted him to have his thorn in the flesh, the best, and Paul wanted to get rid of the thing. It must have been something that, now I don't know what it was. Some people say they know, but I don't. You know. Bible didn't tell us what it was. Some say he had bad eyes, some say, you know, and some trouble with his back. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know. But in other words, he prayed to God 3 times. Amen. And God spoke to him, didn't he?
Amen.
My grace is sufficient for you.
Yes.
My strength is made perfect in weakness.
Amen.
See, Paul had to get, hallelujah, he had to stretch out on God. He had to forget about himself, deny himself. That's the scripture, isn't it? He had to deny himself, thank God, and take up his cross. And he had a cross. Yes. We all have a cross. All true Christians have a cross. Isn't that right? Thank God we have a cross, and God wants us to take that cross up daily and follow him, walk close to him, to do his will, to keep our minds stayed upon him, that he keep us in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. God wants us to trust him, don't he? Not just a little bit, but fully. Hallelujah. Like Pastor Miller was talking about the scripture, setting your affections on things above, you know. and not on things on the earth. Hallelujah. God wants us to gaze. Amen. Gaze at him. Not just to looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I mean, not just look at him and turn away, but keep gazing at him. Keep your eyes right on him. He's the way. Thank God. He's the way, the truth, and the life. If we keep our eyes on him and follow him, we will not go wrong.
Amen.
But thank God, we'll please him and we'll help some people along the way. See, God didn't save you and me to just twiddle our thumbs, sit down and say, well, I got it. No. He wants you to help somebody else get it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's what he
yeah.
saved us for, doesn't he? To love one another as I've loved you. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. To witness, be a witness. Be a witness for him. A true witness for him. Amen. So, yeah, that's pride, brother. To keep pride. See, God knows how to knock the pride out of us, doesn't he? He know how. In these cases, his power is dependent on our degree of availability and submission to him.
Amen.
Isn't that right? He wants to be available to him.
Amen.
He wants us to be submissive to him.
Yeah.
And thank God he can use us.
Yeah.
Look at Ephesians 3:20. He can use us if we'll be available, if we'll humble ourselves, if we'll deny ourselves and take up a cross and follow him. Thank God. You know, I really thank God for this opportunity to be able to minister here.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, I really do, my sweetheart. And we really thank God. It's really the hand of the Lord. And we praise God, and we want to walk in humility.
Yes.
We do before the Lord and continue in his word and do his will. Pray that God will help us to please him. Amen?
Amen.
Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20.
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. This is the scripture. That's what I got written down here. All right, look at Romans 16:25. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah. He wants to humble ourselves. Romans 16:25. Hallelujah.
Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery secret since the world began.
Mm-hmm. The mystery. Mystery, when it said mystery, it's talking about something that was in the Old Testament that wasn't revealed, but it's revealed in the New Testament.
Amen.
And the Bible goes on to say the mystery of God is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Thank you,
amen. Hallelujah. 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 We got one more scripture here. Ephesians 1:9. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Ephesians 1:9.
Making known to us the mystery of his will.
All right, my brother. God is good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Having made known to us the mystery of his will,
mm-hmm.
according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
Amen. God made known the mystery of his will, didn't he?
Yes.
Amen. It's in him. Now, let's look at something here tonight, just something else. The providence of God. We're going to talk just a little bit about that tonight. The providence of God. Now, when we talk about the providence of God, let's look at Genesis 45, verse 5, to look at an example of the providence of God. Genesis 45, verse 5.
But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourself, because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life.
Amen. So, see, the providence of God, all right, let me, I got a short definition of the providence of God. The providence of God, hallelujah. Praise God. The providence of God is God's continual care for his creation and his people.
Amen?
That's providence. His care over his works. That's the providence. See, God didn't just, well, let me go back here and we read what we got here. We get what we got here. All right, so what I'm saying is God sent Joseph to Egypt, right?
Amen.
He sent him ahead of time.
Amen.
To preserve. See, that's God's providence, looking over, watching over, taking care of his people, providing for his people. Because had God not sent Joseph, many, many, many people would have died.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
God sent him in there and to prepare the way for many to be saved, meant it to be sustained, meant it to be delivered. Amen?
Amen.
Even his father Jacob and his brethren came down. And they went down there. Let me say this much about that. We've been studying about that in the Bible study. They went, Jacob and his household and all, there were 70 souls that went into Egypt. From Cana, they lived in Cana, and God let Joseph send down to bring his family up, Jacob and all his family, 70 souls. But he said, see, God said he sent them down there to make a nation out of them. And he made a nation. He really did. And you know, Pharaoh tried to destroy, you know, but God took care of them, didn't he? God took care of them. God delivered them. And he said when they left, the Exodus, so it was about over 2 million souls. You know, that's what they estimate. See how God multiplied them down there? See, what God does is right. What he had purposed will stand. As he had thought, so shall it come to pass. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. God doesn't do nothing haphazardly. But everything he does is right and it's for a reason. So we can depend on God tonight. Amen. So, the providence of God is God taking care of his own. All right. After the Lord had created heavens and earth, Genesis 1:1, he did not abandon the world to run on its own. Rather, he continues to be, listen at this now, to be involved in the lives of his people and in the care of his creation. Isn't that right? He does take care of his people and his creation. God is not like some clockmaker who fashioned the world, wound it up, and now letting it run down slowly, let it slowly unwind. God's not that way. Instead, he is the loving father who cares for what he has made. God's continued care, listen now, God's continued care for his creation and his people is called his providence. Amen? That's God's providence. Hallelujah. So he's so faithful. Now, let's look at this one, there are at least three, probably more, but then I'm said we can look at least three, but not maybe one tonight, aspects of providence. One of the aspects of providence is preservation. By his power, God preserves the world he has created. It's preservation. David's confession is clear. Psalms 36, verse 6. Listen to David's confession about providence, about God. Psalms 36, verse 6. Man, he preserved both man and beast. He made man, he made beast, didn't he? And God preserved him. He does. God take care. Hallelujah. We've got a God that a loving God, a faithful God, a true God, one that we can depend on, we can run to in time of trouble, can't we?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can run to him in time of trouble, but thank God when things are going well, we need to be thankful to him, don't we? We need to praise him and honor him and magnify him and bless his holy name. As Pastor Benham said recently, how when you come to church to worship God, we should always bless God. We don't come just to get a blessing. We come to be a blessing. And we really have to bless God. Isn't that right? Well, today we said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. We come to bless God because he's been so good to us. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's been so good to us. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. So we ought to be thankful. Yeah. And as Pastor quote scripture this morning, in all things give thanks. In all things give thanks. In all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But why can we give thanks for things that we know that sort of turn us up? Because we know it's in his hand. We know he's going to work it out. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? It's in good hands. Isn't that right? And some things, I tell you, we have trials. I know, my God, I haven't had a trial, you know, at the house, but the... I adopted nephews, you know, and he really tried. Last Sunday, he really tried me, but God helped me.
Amen.
God really helped me. God helped me, that's right. God's faithful. I thank God for his goodness and for his mercy and his kindness. You know, he helped me. Amen. Hallelujah. He's young and just pray for him. He need prayer. I'm not going to say a lot, but he's young and he need prayer. We all need prayer, don't we? Yeah. Amen. For something, about something. But he, you know, he just, pray for him that his mother will really help him to, she's taking care of him. And he's 21 years old. Isn't that something? He had a job, but he quit it and lost it or something. He's trying to do rapping, you know, making them rap, doing that rapping and stuff, you know. I told him, well, you need to work while you're working with that. You don't just sit around, you know. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, but his mother's paying his rent and just buying him clothes, and that's sad, isn't it? 21 years old now. So just pray for him, you know. I mean, like I said, we all need prayer about something. Pray that God would help him and to not be so impotent. The last Sunday morning, he was real impotent to me. So I walked on out, you know, with the help of the Lord and came on to church, you know. I'm glad I'm not a tough man, you know. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah, some men that's tough, but it's... It's like my brother-in-law, just like yesterday, we went over to take care of a matter, and he went, you know, we went in his house, and my mother-in-law's house, somebody had been standing there, shouldn't have been in there, you know. And so we went over to have the locks changed, and he walked in one of the rooms, there's a lady laying down in there. And then his wife came in, she said, he got his in his pocket, I got mine in my purse. So they got the heat. I'm telling you, boy. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. So, you know, we all need help. So pray that God would help us all. Yeah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. He's loving and kind. And he wants us to let our light shine before men. They may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. I got just a little bit more and I'll be finished here. God's preserving power is accomplished through his Son, Jesus Christ. As Paul in Colossians 1:17. Let's look at that. Let's look at Colossians 1:14 to 17.
In whom we have redemption through his
blood. Amen. He redeemed us, didn't he? Through his blood. All right.
The
he gave us for our sins.
He is the image of the invisible God.
Mm-hmm.
The firstborn over all creation.
Yes, he is.
For by him all things were created.
Uh-huh. By him all things were created. Uh-huh. Yes.
Visible
and
invisible.
Yes, all right.
Whether thorns or dominions.
Thorns or dominions.
Principalities or powers.
Mm-hmm.
All things were created through him and for him.
Uh-huh.
And he is before all things.
My God.
And in him all things consist.
In him all things consist. What that means, all things hold together. All things hold together. He's holding everything together. If he just take his hands off of everything, my God. There you go, chaotic. If that would be chaotic, isn't that right? So we hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody just give God a hand clap for being such a good God and gracious God. And you know, God hates sin. You know, he hates sin, but my God, he's merciful. And he's not willing to end it should perish, and his mercy has been extended. His love and his grace is being extended for people to get saved.
Amen.
But I'm not going to never get saved. But, hallelujah, nobody can have an excuse when they stand before the Lord. Isn't that right? Nobody. Hell is a dreadful place. It is, you know. But some people, they just play with hell, don't they? You hear people playing, like Pastor Lim talking about this sign about, heaven don't want something like that, but. Remember that sign he talks about? And see, people play with hell. But it's the devil got him deceived. But God is faithful. God is faithful. God is true and holy and pure. He's righteous. And he's righteous altogether. Amen? Altogether. All right. Now, by him all things consist. Hebrews 1:3.
And the express image of his person.
Yes.
And upholding all things by the word of his power.
You hear that? Upholding all things by the word of his power.
When he had by himself purged our sins,
mm-hmm.
Sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank God. He purged our sins first. And then he sat in at the right hand of the majesty on high. All right. Hallelujah. And in him all things hold together by the power of Christ. Even the very smallest particles of life are held together. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Have you got that song, What a Mighty God We Serve? You know, they... We said, sing that. Can we sing that? What a mighty God. Amen. He's mighty, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's mighty to save and strong to deliver. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mighty to save and strong to deliver. So our God is faithful. So our God is, now we just covered next time, Lord, when we go some more. But we talked about our God being omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. Amen? And then we talked about the providence of God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. So saints, as we leave this place tonight, let's go with our minds on the Lord, all right? And let's continue to pray for one another. Let's pray that God will save souls, save our families, not only our families, but that he'll save people that need to be saved. This neighborhood, that he go out in this neighborhood and draw me in by his spirit. God have to do it. Isn't that right? If we really, let's continue to pray and trust God and live for God and obey God, and we're going to see them coming, our families coming in. They're coming in, saints. We know they are. Because we believe God. God, he cannot lie. He cannot fail you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just whatever you say, put on that. Amen. Brother Doug always got something good he can put on there. Hallelujah. Lost our Savior.